Okay, good evening, everybody. What I want us to cover this evening is the question of the Seudot of Shabbat, which obviously links in with the Mitzvah Kiddush that we looked at the past couple of weeks. And then when I rejoin you again in January, then we'll do a couple of shiurim on, we'll have Havdalah, a couple of shiurim on Hadlakat Neirot, and then it will be straight into the Avot Melachot. In any event, we've got a Gemara in Perek Kol Kitvei, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Bet, that says as follows, Tanu Rabbanan Kama Seudot Chayav Adam Lechol B'Shabbat. So how many Seudot does a person have to eat on Shabbat? Shalosh, Rabbi Chidka Omer Arba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ushnehem Mikra Echad Darshi. They both learn it out from the same Pasuk. Pasuk in Parashat B'Shalach, dealing with the man. Vayome Moshe Ichluhu Hayom, Ki Shabbat Hayom Ladonai, Hayom Lo Timtzeuhu Basadeh. So we find the term, or the word Hayom, appears three times. Rabbi Chidka Savar Hanitlat Hayom Levar Meorta. So Rabbi Chidka says you have four Seudot on Shabbat. It's four Seudot in the Yom, in the day itself, besides the Seuda in the evening. Rabbanan Savre Bahade Orta, it's three Seudot, including the Seuda of the evening. Now, so certainly we see that the notion of having three Seudot on Shabbat is learnt out from a drasha from the Pasuk. If we look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Tzadik Aleph, so he quotes from the Levush, who says that it's actually Do'oraita. So three Seudot on Shabbat are Do'oraita. Kediktiv Shlata Hayom. Then the Aruch HaShulchan adds, Vim Eshar Sheinam Mamash Min HaTorah Mikom Akom V'Adai Mitakanat Moshe Rabbeinu Haim Shekein Kibel Misinai. So it's certainly, it's much more than just the Durabanan, but it's Takanav Moshe Rabbeinu, that's that he was Makabel from Har Sinai. So the Aruch HaShulchan here is very much emphasizing the importance of the Gimel Seudot, and he goes on to say, "Dvarim gedolim noraim tuluyim gimel seudot elu mevarim bezar bekama mekomot." And we'll see later on that he has very harsh words for people who are mezalzel in shalosh seudot on Shabbat. Perhaps the reason why he's emphasizing the fact that it's, if not d'oraita, then at least it's takanat Moshe Rabbeinu, is because this is something that Ba'avonotenu harabim, people seem to be mezalzel in a bit, and therefore wants to emphasize the importance. Now, if we look in the Rambam in Perek Lamed, so this is the final Perek of Hilchot Shabbat, so the Rambam talks us through the dinim of the Seudot of Shabbat. We won't go through them all. We'll just look at the first halacha for starters. Arba advarim nemru b'Shabbat, shnayim min haTorah, shnayim min divrei sofrim, v'hem mufurashin al yedei hanaviim, shebetorah zachor v'shamor, and v'shenitparshu al yedei hanaviim, kavod va'oneg. So we've got the mitzvot of zachor and shamor. We dealt the past 2 weeks with the mitzvot of zachor, and midivrei sofrim from the neviim, we have the mitzvot of kavod and oneg. So there's a certain amount of interplay. We'll see certainly with regard to Shabbat candles, a little bit of crossover between what exactly is oneg, what exactly is kavod, and it's certainly conceivable that the two of them work in tandem. So something is not necessarily either kavod or oneg, it could be actually both of them. In terms of oneg, Shabbat could be eating a meal, and kavod might be laying the table nicely. So there can be an interplay there. In any event, so in Halacha Hay and Halacha Zayin, the Rambam talks about the exact nature of the Seuda. And in Halacha Hay, you know, he says Masader Adam Shulchano, and finishes off Vienne Daluk for Shulchan Aruch le'achol u'mita mutzat shekol elu lichvod shabbatein. So a function of kavod shabbat is that the table is made nicely. Ezo oneg in halacha zayin, but what is the oneg? Zeh she'amru chachamim she'arich l'takein tav shel shamein biyoter. You have to have nice foods. So there's a relationship or an interplay, as I say, between them. Let's look at halacha tet. Chayav adam le'achol shalosh sudot b'shabbat. Achat arvit v'achat shachrit v'achat b'mincha. Now the Aruch HaShulchan is medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam here, that it's not simply that you have to have one suda at night and two sudot in the day, but it's arvit, shachrit, and mincha. And he learns out from this that the Rambam is emphasizing to us that the sudot have to be spread out to correspond to the zmanei tefillah of the day. So Suda Shlishit, we'll see in due course, Suda Shlishit you can't have in the morning. The important thing to emphasize is that Suda Shnia, Davka, has to be in the morning. So that's just something worth flagging up at this time of year. The moment Chatzot is round about 12 noon. It gets even a little bit earlier. I don't remember exactly what time it is today. But today it's already 11:45. So accordingly, you would need to, or we would need to, be kofeya asuda starting, not later than 11:45. So if you go to a 9:15 or a 9:30 Shabbat morning service, and you don't get home till 12:30, having davened mincha already, then there's a bit of a shaila as to whether or not you've properly done the mitzvah of Gimel Sudot. In the summer, it's not such a big deal. Chatzot is at 1 o'clock, 1:05 even. But in the winter, it's much it's much earlier.
Are we going into whether it's Kiddush or the Mekom Suda?
L'chari, you need to be Koveya Suda, not Kiddush for something else. The Minei Mezonot that we spoke about last week, that was just to give it a status of Kiddush Bachom Suda, but it wasn't actually one of the Sudot. And in actual fact, there's discussion, what if a person, one of the dinim is that with Suda Shlishit, is that if you forget to say Ritzei in Suda Shlishit, then you don't have to repeat. So the Achronim talk about what if you had Minei Mezonot, you had Kiddush and Mezonot after Shul. So that was Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And you said in Alam Michya, with Ritzei V'Chalitzein B'Yom HaShabbat HaZeh. And then with lunch, you forgot to say Ritzei. So does the fact that you said Ritzei V'Chalitzeinu with your Mezonot for Kiddush, does that help you at all? And the answer is no, because that wasn't a Suda. That was only a Suda in terms of Kiddush B'Makom Suda.
So actually the washing, should be
eating pat, exactly. So that's the first thing to flag up there. Yes?
Just on that point, don't some people say that if you have something in a kiddush, then you are not mitaneh?
It's not a din in Tanit, though. That's a separate din. This is a din in the Seuda. There's two separate dinim. You're not allowed to be mitaneh on Shabbat, past Chatzot. Okay, fine, you can have a glass of water before you go to shul in the morning, and you've solved that problem. There's a din of a Seuda, and that's different. Tzarich lizaheb shalosh sudot elu shalo yichot mehen klal, v'afilu anim parnes minat staka soit shalosh sudot, v'im haya cholem meirov ha'achila o shaya mitane tamid, patur min shalosh sudot. So it's going to make you ill, your patur. If you're cholem, in any event, you'd be patur because of tzar. If you're fasting, you'd also be patur. Tzarich likbar kol sudah mishloshtan ahla yayin. So the Rambam says that you have to be koveya each suda on the yayin. Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like that, but that's what the Rambam says. So some people are makpid to drink wine at suda shlishit. V'livtzoar shtei kikarot, and to have lechem mishnah, v'chein biyamim tovim. So interestingly, again, we won't deal with this in any depth today, but as far as the Rambam is concerned, there's a din of gimel sudot on Yom Tov, as well as on Shabbat, and that you have to be koveya all sudot on yayin. You have to have lechem mishnah for all of the Su'udot. That's clear what the Rambam, as far as the Rambam is concerned. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the sheet of the Rambam. So also there are Achronim who hold that as well. That's I think the Chazon Ish held that one should have three Su'udot on Yom Tov. It's not how we paskin, but there is such a day. Okay, so this question of being koveil the Su'udot al Shtei Kikarot is actually a machloket in the Rishonim. If we look in the Ritva. The Ritva says, "Tkatav Rachman Atzlat Hayom Nirmozal Gimel Su'udot Kevin Dekein Shamina Mina to Kulu Ki Adadi Ninhu." All the Su'udot are the same. Dabai Behu Pat V'Liv Tzar Shtei Kikarot. Should be no difference between Friday night dinner, Shabbat lunch, and Su'udah Shlishit. You need Pat, Lechem Mishnah for all of them. However, the Rashba says differently. The Rashba says, V'chein Yeshorim Shafilu Avid Otan Shalosh Su'udot B'minei Targima Shapir Dame. It's all right to have Minei Mezonot. You can have a piece of cake, Lakshan Kugel, whatever it is. And that is sufficient. Doesn't need to be a suda with bread. It's true that we talk about bread. That's just because that's generally speaking the way that people have a suda is with bread. But it could be a suda without bread. So this might have relevance also to other areas of discussion, you know, with regard to suda mitzvah. You know, whether you need to have bread or not to make it a Su'udat mitzvah. But the Rashba is of the opinion, so according to the Rashba, it would be fine. Yeah, if you have, it still might be a bit of a question. It might be that, you know, you have, you know, Kiddush after shul. So you have a kosher, you might not drink the whole kosher of wine. You might have some wine and a piece of cake. So that's still not clear that that would tick the boxes according to the Rashba. It might. Because he's saying that you don't, you know, Minei Targima is fine. Or on the other hand, he might still hold that it needs to be a Suda. And this isn't a Suda. That might be, you can have a Suda with Minei Targima, but one piece of cake isn't a Suda. In terms of one piece of cake is good enough for Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but it might not be good enough for the Shalosh Su'udot of Shabbat. So, you know, it might not help you. You might need to have the herrings and the fish balls and the kugel and, you know, the cholent and, you know, a catered kiddush rather than just a piece of cake. Okay, let's look at Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadik Aleph, Se'if Aleph and Se'if Hay. So in Se'if Aleph, the Mechabe says, should be very careful to properly observe Su'udah Shlishit. You only need a kebetza food. Mishnah Berurah brings down question. Might even be a kazayit is all right. You don't need to, you know, if you're really full, then you don't need to make yourself suffer discomfort. Why? We'll see the Abu Dram says, because this is a din in Oneg Shabbat. Oneg is that you enjoy it. If you're not enjoying it, then you don't have to eat it. However, so you know, in the winter, we should make sure, and we'll talk more about the winter in just a moment. In the winter, we should make sure to not overeat at lunch, so that we've got room for Su'udah Shlishit. And then the Ramah tells us that if you didn't have a Su'udah at night for whatever reason, then you should eat three Su'udot in the day. Now look at Se'if Hay. Tzarek La'asot Abafat. So the first day is you need to have bread for Su'udah Shlishit. V'yeshorim she'achol la'asot b'chol ma'achal hayasu me'echa me'chameshet minei dagan. Anything which is borei minei mezonot. Now those who say, yeah, you can have fish or meat, but not just fruit or vegetables. Now those who say, yeah, you can just have an apple and a banana, and that's fine. Usvara rishana ika shitzarech lasota b'fat ela inkein usaveh biyotes. So it's, you know, there's the urban myth that, oh, you know, you can just have a piece of cake and that's fine. There is such a day, but the Mechaber is clearly paskening against it. The Mechaber is clearly Svara Rishona, Ikash, Tzarek, Las, or Tabafat. And the Rama adds, "Obu makom sheef shalu lechol pot, kigon be'erev Pesach shechaliot b'Shabbat, shasulu lechol pot lacha mincha." So you've got erev Pesach that falls on a Shabbat, so then you can't have, you're a bit stuck. Ashkenazim don't eat matzah shira, and nobody eats proper matzah, certainly can't eat chametz, so you're a bit stuck. So then you're going to have other things. But even then, you know, we say ideally, you know, you should eat knedlach, whatever, for your sudash lishit, says, will be something which is mazonot. So in any event, we see that whilst the Mechaber does bring other views, so it's not like that the views aren't mentioned by the Mechaber. If they weren't mentioned at all, we'd give them no credence. But even though he's brought them, he certainly dismissed them. And if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he says it's a great aveira if you just have cake for sudash shit. When you get to Gan Eden, that's one of the things they're going to take issue with about. So, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan sometimes gets, you know, has a reputation of being very makel, and he is in many instances, and we'll see it through the Avot Melachot, and we'll discuss why the Aruch HaShulchan had a tradition of being makel. But on this, he's not being makel at all. He's being very very clear that there's no shortcuts.
Just back to Shulchan Aruch, yeah. He quotes all the different views, and surely he has a reason for doing it. It's not just
So Bishat Adachak, you know, there's some mileage in it. That's the point. You know, I mean, this is one of the things to be is important, you know, to know whilst you're learning the Smicha syllabus, with whether it's Hilchot Shabbat or Issur V'Hetar or whatever it is. Why are you learning all the Shitot of the Rishonim? You're learning the Shitot of the Rishonim for cases when we need to deviate in some way from Shulchan Aruch. What do I mean? We need to deviate. I mean, in a case where I'm stuck on a Shabbat afternoon and I haven't got any bread left, and all I've got is cake, and I say, is there any mileage in me having a piece of cake now as sudash lishit or not? I'm not saying I want to deviate from shulchan. I'm saying, you know, the chips are down, as they say. All I've got is chips to eat, cold chips, and that's the point. So if the shulchan aruch wasn't bringing those shitot, then there's no mileage in even having a piece of cake. Whereas the shulchan aruch's bringing those shitot, there's a mileage in having a piece of cake. So that's why I bring it. Some circles there is a masorah that you can have a lachaim and say divrei Torah. So where does that come from? It's actually brought down in the Ber Hativ in Simtaf Memdala. That's in Hilchot Pesach. I just brought it here. It says the Shla in the name of the Zohar says she Rashbi hayal seik b'Torah b'makom shudash lishit. Okay, that's Rashbi, and there's some discussion whether that was Rashbi used to do that only on where he didn't have an offer chance to do anything else. And also, Chorim say, yeah, that's if you spend the whole afternoon, just the whole time of Sudash Lishit, just learning. So then, Esha, you can be part of from Sudash Lishit because of Osek Bar Mitzvah. But we don't take it too seriously. In terms of practical halacha. And as I said before, the Abu Dram says that the reason why we tend to be, why we're a little bit makel, that's if a person's, you know, bloated, so then it's because the sudot are for kavod and oneg, and if you have tsar, and there's no oneg, so you would be patur.
I would say nowadays the Shabbos comes out so early, and you can have lunch, let's say 1:30.
No, so you've got to pace your day.
Yeah.
You're right. If you don't get home from shul till 1 o'clock. And mincha's at 3:30, then you're a bit stuck. We're going to come on to how to unstick yourself in just a moment. But chacham enav rosho. The other thing is, I've always had a problem. You know, because I don't want to have lechem shah. I have a piece of cake. If you've got room for a piece of cake, you've got room for a kazayat of challah. That's the subtext is. Oh, I don't want to do Netilat Yadayim with a bracha and say Hamotzi and say 4 brachot of Birkat Hamazon. So maybe I'm being a little bit harsh, but that's kind of the side. If you've got the room for a piece of cake, and sometimes 2 pieces of cake, just have 1 small piece of challah, that's a kazayit, and that would be better. Okay, so now we've got the problem of what to do on these winter Shabbatot. So definitely the best thing to do would be to eat early. I'm currently on sabbatical from my shul for a couple of months. So this past Shabbat, I went to Hashkam at 7:25. I was home just gone 9:30, sat down to breakfast with Lechem Mishnah, was finished that by 10, and then when we ate lunch at 12:30, that was perfect, and that was my sudashiship. But it doesn't work out for everybody like that. So look at Sif Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Very useful halacha to know. All halachas useful to know. This is particularly useful. Im nimshecha sudat haboker al shehegi azman hamincha. So you start your suda in the morning. It's the suda shniyah. You start it in the morning, and then it becomes afternoon. Yafsik hasuda. Should interrupt the suda, vivarech b'kat hamazon, bench, and then v'itoliata vivarech b'kat hamotzi, then wash again, make hamotzi, v'yisod, and have the rest of your meal. V'nachon hadavar, and that's correct practice. Why? Sh'im lo hayal sekein, if you don't do that, me'achashinim shechasudat haboke adot hasha'ah, seeing as lunch is dragging out, lo hayayachol le'achol acharkach el achila gasa, then you'd be stuffing yourself when you eat Suda Shlishit. So let's say, let's think about it. You're going to have to do better than a 9:30 minion to be started lunch before 11:45. You've gone to a 9 o'clock minion and it was finished at 11, and you're home at 11:15 and you sit down to have your meal at 11:30. So then at 12 o'clock, you should bench and split your meal and then carry on, wash again and carry on. And that's going to be sudashlishit for you. There's not a halachic imperative for you to do so. This is really a practical guide in terms of if you were to finish your lunch, then you're not going to have room for sudashlishit. So bench, it doesn't need to be, on the bong of chatzot, that you have to bench. It's not a din in chatzot that once chatzot's arrived, I'm not allowed to eat anymore. It's just a practical eitzah that to split your meal. And that
doesn't say anything about taking a break. In between.
Oh no, he doesn't, and we'll see that. Very good. We'll see that. Sorry, who are you talking about?
What? When it says
Machaber, Mincha. Yeah, I don't know if he means Chatzot or Mincha Gdola, but certainly means that. This is a very good Eitzah. Let's put aside for the time being whether you started your meal before or after Chatzot. Let's assume that even if you were running late, this time of year, you sit down for lunch at 12 o'clock. At 1 o'clock. There's been a bar mitzvah and a kiddush, and by the time you get home, it's 1 o'clock. Mincha's at 3:30 or 3:45. The best thing to do is to split your meal to after either hors d'oeuvre or after the main course, bench, and then have the next course as sudash lishit. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Dalet, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Katva Acharonim Sh'achakach, after you've benched the first time, Yakum V'yelech Ma'at Bein Time, should go for a walk round the block. Or at least go and look at your, see how your tomato plants are growing in the garden. So he said, if you just stay sitting where you are, then the fact you benched in the middle doesn't help. The fact you benched, it's still one suda. So the Beit Yosef says, don't tell everybody to do this because they might split their meal before chatzot, and that's not going to help. In truth, you know, that's rarely the problem that we're facing. We're facing the problem that everybody's starting after chatzot.
Is it worth the diavet doing that?
Yeah, definitely. No, he's saying just, you know, if it was before Chatzot and you have both halves of the meal before Chatzot, then you haven't been Yotzei Sudash and shit. But in any event, even if you were to start your meal at 10:30, bench at 11:30, and wash again, and then carry on till 2:30, you'd be fine because you're eating in the afternoon.
Yeah, so anything you miss is the shachar.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a very worthwhile etza, I think, is what we always do in the winter. So I've gone to Hashkama, but that's what we always do, split the meal after either hors d'oeuvre or the main course. So the Mishnah Berurah says you have to have a proper hefsek. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he's not so worried about that. It says, Nireli barod zeru lehidur ba'alma. He says, Hidur ba'alma is even sort of less than l'chatchila. Hidur ba'alma. Aval b'diavad, afilu hifsik ma'at, ele miyad achar b'kat ha'mazon, nasal yadav, gam kein yatsa. And you don't need to worry about, he says, yes, there's some achronim who're worried about bracha shen el tzricha. You don't know, we need to worry about that. Kevan she'osem mishum suda shlishit, ein kam mishum bracha mar be b'vrachot. You need to have these brachot in any event. So what we actually do, especially if we've got guests, you know, I can't tell our guests, I get right, I'm sending you all around the block and come back in a bit, but we bench after the first course, then we sing the Zmirot. Then we have the Dvar Torah, and there, so that's a proper hefsek. It's not going straight from one suda, Hashem, Ozni Amotin, Hashem Varech Etam Ova Shalom, and then go and wash Netilat Yadayim. The other thing to flag up is, if you're doing this, though, you need to wash again, but don't say Brachavan Netilat Yadayim, because you haven't had Hesech Hadat. Unless you've gone to the toilet in between times, or something like that, you've had Hesech Hadat, then you don't say another bracha v'al netilat yadayim.
The last point you said, sorry, when you don't say bracha v'al netilat yadayim.
Because you haven't had Hesech Hadat from the first netilat yadayim. You wash your hands. Like, yeah, you want to be mechayev yourself, then you can. But
that's after doing the Birkat HaMazon, you want to stress that straight, so you should stay no,
even Hesech Hadat. Even if you sit there, if you're still sitting at the table and you're saying Divrei Torah and things, and Zemirot, so you wouldn't say nothing until you die. Okay, right. Let's move on now to the question.
So then it's the two of them to actually get up as well, because then if you're going to get up, you're going to have a proper halsukah.
Yeah, it depends. You know, if it, yeah, fine. But just sort of just getting up and you know, checking the gerbils, all right. You know, it's not a proper hefsek. Mishnah Berurah wants you to go for a walk round the block. So you know, if you've got guests and it's pouring with rain like it was today, and you don't want to take them, you know, round the block, and it's running late because Mincha's actually in 40 minutes, and you still haven't got up to the cholent yet. You know, you're right. In an ideal world, you know, you'd do that. Okay, so let's move on to the question of the Lechem Mishnah. Again, Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin. Amar Rabbi Abba b'Shabbat Chayav Adam Livtzar Shteiki Karot. Dichtiv Lechem Mishnah. That's the pasuk about the man. Amar Rav Ashi Chazina Lali Rav Kana Denachat Tarte. So Rav Kana, he took two loaves, Uvat Sachada, and he broke one. Amar, he said, Liktu Ketiv. The pasuk says, Liktu Lechem Mishnah. Okay, you take Lechem Mishnah, but you don't have to eat Lechem Mishnah. Rabbi Zera have a batza akula shirute. So Rabbi Zera will see a machloket what it means, batza akula shirute, in a moment. Machlo, according to Rashi, it means he took a big slice of bread that he was going to eat through the meal, as opposed to a small slice which he would have taken during the week. Whereas, according to the Rashba, it means he sliced all the loaves that were in front of him. Amale Ravin Rav Ashi Baha Mechse Karav Tanuta. This looks like you're being greedy. Amale Kevan to Chol Yom Alo Avid. Things I don't do this every day of the week. I only break one loaf, eat one loaf during the week, or I only have a small slice. Vaidana Hudaka Avid Lo Mechse Karav Tanuta. I'm doing, no, it doesn't seem like I'm being particularly ravenous. And then Rami Ami Rabbi Asi ki mikla luhu rifta de eruva. If they have the eruv from the bread from the eruv, so sharui lave, they use that. Amru hovi tavit bechada mitzvah litavit ba mitzvah charini. If you use it for one mitzvah, use it for another. So the poskim bring down like where you've got Yom Tov is Friday Shabbat, so you've got eruv tavshilin. So you've got pat from the Erev Tavshilin, so you should use that as the Lechem Mishnah, the second loaf Friday night, and the second loaf Shabbat day, and then you eat it at Sudash Nishit. So you've done lots of mitzvot with it. Okay. So, question comes up about whether you should...
What's the basic use of the car?
The notion being that we've got a general notion of
the Erev Tavshilin that one should do is they should use as Lechem Mishnah.
Yeah, it's does the Mishnah Brura mention it? Somebody mentions it. Maybe I think it comes up in Hilchot Yom Tov Erev Tavshilin, if I remember correctly. Okay, so there's a tshuva of the Rashba discussing this question of whether you need to use two lechamim at each meal, or just have two lechamim there. And the question as to whether or not you need lechem mishnah at Suda Shlishit. So he suggests, or he presents, that there's a machloket. One opinion is that you need lechem mishnah at each of the three sudot. The other is that you need lechem mishnah only at the first two sudot, and just one loaf at Suda Shlishit. Where do you get to the one loaf at Suda Shlishit? So they had the Omer, they had an Omer of man fell for each day. Sorry, Asirita Haifa, an Omer. And that every day they would split into two parts. So they would have one part for the morning meal and one part for the evening meal. On Friday, there was a double portion. So you had extra parts. So you had, you ate one part, so now you had four lechamim. So you ate one on Friday night, one Friday morning, you ate one Friday night, one Shabbat morning, and one Shabbat afternoon. So Friday night and Shabbat morning, you've still got two left, but Shabbat afternoon, you've only got one left. So really the question is, whether our din of Lechem Mishnah is it a din of commemoration or reenactment? Meaning, are we reenacting what they did in the Midbar? If we're reenacting, then they only had one loaf at Suda Shlishit. If it's commemoration, then they had two loaves at Suda Shlishit.
Why is it commemoration?
Because to remind us every meal, to remind us of the miracle of the man.
Yeah, we have. No, we have.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So look at Simon Reish Ayin Dalad. So what are we going to do about these loaves? How many are we supposed to cut? So Simon Reish Ayin Dalad Seif Aleph. So, botzer shteki karot shleimot she'ochei shtehem bi'ador uvotzer tachtona. You hold both of them and you cut to the lower one. Then the Rama adds v'tavke b'leile Shabbat afal b'yom haShabbat or b'leile Yom Tov botzer al ha'elyona v'atamu al derech haKabbalah. So it's Kabbalistic reasons. Anybody asks you why you got guests in your home, they see Friday night you cut the lower loaf, Shabbat day you cut the upper loaf, they'll say, why are you doing it like that? You can say Kabbalistic reasons, but that's the minhag. Now the Bach raises a question and says, "Don't we have here a problem of ein marvin ala mitzvot? Got a principle that you don't bypass a mitzvah or something to use for a mitzvah. So I've got two kikarot in front of me. Seems to understand that they're piled, they're placed one on top of the other. And for some reason, I'm ignoring the upper one. And I'm using the lower one. So the Bach says in the middle of the paragraph that I've got for you, he says, so he says that, okay, yeah, I understand for Kabbalistic reasons you'd want to use the lower loaf, but that goes against a klal we've got from the Talmud. And normative halacha is that where we've got a machloket between Kabbalah and the Talmud, we follow the Talmud rather than Kabbalah. And he says, "V'alken yesh lifsol olamahal yon kashen nagu azkinim shanim kadmoniot chen ani noheg." So, yeah, you know, in the old days, everybody always used to use the upper loaf. The Magen Avraham says, so when you place them on the challah board, you place them in such a way that one's on top of the other. And then when you come to make hamotzi, you take the upper one, put it underneath, and cut that one. So you've actually, the one that you're using is the upper one. You haven't got a problem there if a marfun ala mitzvot. That's what the Magen Avraham says. And the Taz says that he places it a bit closer to him, the lower one. So it's the one that he encounters first. So, and then you don't have a problem with a Marvin Halam Mitzvot. What I usually do, we usually have one larger challah and one smaller challah. I put the smaller challah on top of the larger one, sort of further back from me, so the larger one is sticking out in front of me and is the first one that I'll encounter, and use that one. But as we'll see, you know, it's obviously which challah to cut is of less critical importance than issues to do with bishul or tochein or any of the other avot molachot when we're learning them. Okay. So we know that the minhag is that we cover the chalot, and it's something we always learn in kindergarten, that it's so the bread doesn't get embarrassed. It's actually Yerushalmi. It's very good. They teach us in kindergarten Yerushalmis. Tosfot in Arve Pesachim gives a different reason. But they like to teach us the Yerushalmi. So the Torah says, "Yerushalmi kama shelo yireh hapat boshto peirush shehu mikodeh mukdam b'pasuk." It's a din in Hilchot Brachot, Reish Yud Bet or something like that. Whatever the siman is in Or Chaim, Hilchot Brachot, that the bracha on grains comes before the bracha on wine. Hayarau lahakdimu b'bracha u'makdim b'virkat hayayin. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. Vanishamati tam lasot zeicher leman. This is what the Tosfot in Pesachim says. Shaya munach kumo b'kufsa tal lemala v'tal lemata. Zeicher lazeh not in mapah tachat apat v'acheret al gabav. So I think the mapah that we have underneath is the challah board, probably. I have seen, somebody had a very nice challah cover that you inserted the challah inside it. It was sort of like a pouch or something. They thought it was cute. I said, "Oh, that's very frum." It's a chalaman. So there are going to be a couple of nafkaminas between these two explanations. One nafkamina will be if you're not making kiddush. So do you need to cover the lechem mishnah at sudash lishit? If it's a din in Kadesh Eloyre Pat Boshto, so then there's no Kiddush, no Bracha Borei Pri Hagafen, so you don't need to you don't need to cover it.
Even if you follow the Rambam, you can make the Gafen later.
Well, certainly, if you're making the Gafen later, it wouldn't be a question. But if you're not making Borei Pri Hagafen beforehand, likewise, if we spoke last week about Ma'ika Hadin, you made Kiddush in Shul and had Zermas or not, so you were Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. Me'ikadin, you don't need to make Kiddush again when you come home. So if you're just sitting down, you're not making Kiddush again, you wouldn't need to cover the challah. Likewise, if you're making Kiddush over the pot, you haven't got any wine, so Friday night you're making Kiddush over the pot, so then also you wouldn't need to cover it. On the other hand, if we say it's a din in Seder Kedima in Brachot, so then even if at Kiddush in Shul, you're just having Mazonot, you would need to cover it. I remember for our wedding, somebody gave us a very nice little sort of Mazonot cover. That's to you, in case we had guests for Kiddush on Shabbat morning. And so we could cover the Mazonot with it. I have been in one or two places where shuls, where they cover, have another tablecloth on top of the Kiddush tables and cover it for Kiddush. But the minhag is not like that. Something worth flagging up is the question of women and Gimel Sudot. I think very often the men go off to shul and they have Sudah Shlishit, or what the Ashkenazim call Sholosh Shudas in shul. I don't know if the women always do so. So the Ran brings down the Katav Rabbeinu Tan Zal, the Nashim Chayavot B'Gimel Sudot, the Chayin Nami L'Tzar Shteki Karot, Sh'af Hein Hayu B'Neis Haman. So there are two chidushim here in the in Rabbeinu Tam. One is that the din of lechem mishnah is zeicher l'neis, and we've got a principle afein hayu bo toha neis, which comes up with Chanukah and Purim, and with Arba Kosot, so we're applying it here as well. It's not spelt out in the Gemara that the Chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah Shalosh Sudot is Zeicher L'Neis, Zeicher L'Man, but maybe it's just Zeicher to the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather than particularly a Neis. And second of all, his Chiddush is that just as we compare Zachor and Shamor to make women chayav in Kiddush, and we spoke about that, so we're saying this is part of the din of Zechira. All the chiyuvim, all the positive aspects of Shabbat, fall into the mitzvah of Zechira. That's a bit of a Kiddush. Don't think we've seen this set anywhere else, that it's part and parcel of Zachor et Shama Shabbat l'Kadosh. It's a different din, learnt out from different psukim.
The idiom that Ein
Sarich
is the same as Ein
Sarich
Lomar?
No, it's Ein Sarich. We don't need what he's just said. Sha'afein hayubot on Eis. You don't need to. Yeah, I've got a better answer for you, he says. So Rav Shlomo Kluger, one of the 19th century achronim, I think he's 19th century. So he justifies the fact that women are makel on Suda Shlishit. Lama lo nagu anashim b'lechem mishnah ve'en lomad azeh zahazachah motziyam b'shelo. You can't say that they were yotzei with the lechem mishnah of the men. That won't work. L'dati minhag Yisrael torahu. So it's shaykh to say afein hayu bo toha neis, where the whole mitzvah, where they were attacking the mitzvahs to do with the neis. Avav belecha mishnah atu havei zeh lohoda al haneis haman. So eino rak zeh havei zikaron al mashe yarad biyom hashishi lechem mishnah. Certainly, not talking so much about Sudash the ship, but talking about the din of lechem mishnah. That's just thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a memorial that we got the double portion on Friday. That reminds of some aspect of Hilchot Shabbat. Atu avizel hodam neisaman zenirak avizikaram asher yom shishi lechem mishnah. The edut for otam mitzvah Shabbat. Vimkein havei mitzvah torah zikaron va edut ala Shabbat. V'imkein habayirat k'shar mitzvot. So it goes back to mitzvot aseh shazman grammar. V'arifash katav lulei degalta torah d'chosh yeshno b'shmira yeshno b'schira. So the reverse says it's a kiddush anyhow to say that women are chayev in kiddush. They are, because itkish zechira l'shmira. But don't go beyond what Chazal told us. That's in terms of the mitzvah kiddush. You don't need to extend it to the mitzvah of sudah shlishit as well. But I think he's just being melamei zechut. Let's finish off with a couple more points. So,
clarify. What's his position exactly? He's saying that the
women are exempt from Sudah Shlishit and Lechem Mishnah. Afein Hayubot Anes is not relevant, and also comparing Shamor to Zachor in this is not relevant. It's not Chazal said that. Well, yeah, with the mitzvah of Kiddush, they didn't say it with the mitzvah of Sudot Shabbat. So he says quite clearly that it can't be that the women are yotzei with the lechem mishnah of the men. There's a question that comes up sometimes. You've got a big communal Shabbat. You've got a Shabbaton, something like that, in a shul or whatever it is, a school, whatever it might be. And so sometimes they'll give everybody a role. So you need to make sure those of us... we know what we're doing. We always make sure, we make our motzi. We take, we borrow the role from the person next to us. Hopefully, we've just washed our hands, so we haven't sneezed on them in between times. Use it for Lechem Mishnah and then give it back. And hopefully, there's one extra role around the whole room so that everybody's got Lechem Mishnah.
Two people can do it simultaneously.
Yeah, well, one person actually can do it for two people. I'll do it for you, you'll do it for me, whatever. Yeah, you can be, you can share them that way. Sometimes you'll have that, whoever's leading it will make a motzi for everybody. Then you've got the question, they need to hold Lechem Mishnah. Sometimes it happens at Sudah Shlishit, particularly at Sudah Shlishit this happens. They just put out, sliced challah. They don't give everybody Lechem Mishnah. And the people, at the far end, whoever's making Amotzi, he's got two big chalot and he'll cut them up. But, the people down the far end, they've already made Havdalah by the time the challah gets to them. So I remember actually when I was a kid, when we went to stay with my grandparents, it was always in the shul I grew up in, we didn't have Sudah Shlishit, here Shabbat afternoon. But my grandfather's shul, they had Sudah Shlishit, and it was always a treat to go for Sudah Shlishit. Remember, they had two long tables, and the chazan was at the fire. He'd make hamotzi, and then pass one challah down one table, one challah down the other. And by the time you got if you were at the end, by the time you got yours and been sort of pulled apart by 25 people already, that's you got challah and germs. But in any event, could you just eat the sliced bread? So Rav Soloveitchik has a chiddush that the din of botzea is not a din of cutting the loaf, but it's a din of saying the bracha over lechem mishnah. And that one person can do for somebody else. It's a big chiddush. He says that this is brought down in one of the Masorah journals. I think Rabbi Ganak wrote it up. It's Rav Soloveitchik that so you've got to be yotzei the brachav hamotzi over lechem mishnah, but you don't need to eat lechem mishnah. Same as with kiddush, you need to be yotzei the bracha of kiddush over a koss of wine, but you don't need to drink from it. So you can have one person make hamotzi for everybody, and then everybody takes the piece of challah.
We have it on the sheet.
Yeah, it's on the back page. It's Choveret Masorah. That's Rav Soloveitchik. Yeah. Okay.
Shat
halacha,
like we hold by that.
Shat hadchak. I mean, not normatively, but we don't normally do it like that. But again, shat hadchak. If you've got a Shabbaton arranged and all the challah's got delivered sliced and all you've got is two rolls and you've got 100 people there in front of you, what are you going to do? So, at least you'll do that.
Let's...
Correct, it's all myths. Yes, that wouldn't be a difference. Let's just very, very quickly finish off to bring you to your attention a couple of points. So, question often comes up, can you use a frozen challah? Particularly sudash lishit. You've got one challah, you want to take challah out of the freezer. Can you use that? So the answer is yes, that's brought down in Shemat Shabbat Hilchata. Brings down a footnote from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that maybe if it's like rock hard that you couldn't use it. But the reason why we say you can use it is because it is ra'u l'achila. If you leave it there, you know, for the duration of the meal, by the time you get to the second, you'll be able to at least, you know, the outside will have softened up. Okay, what do you do if you haven't got Lechem Mishnah? So he says you take you've got one shalem and one cut loaf, or even if you've just got two slices of bread, you should you should still take two items because it's Zeich Eleman. Now, an interesting question came up. Somebody asked me. They texted me. They were on holiday and they hadn't brought enough chalot with, so they only had one. I think they only had two chalot. So they're going to use one Friday night, okay, and one Shabbat day. So what should they do? They didn't ask me about Sudash Shishit. I think they're going to have a piece of cake. What should they do Shabbat day? So there's a footnote in Shemar Shabbat Kachata which says, oh, cut it in half and have two halves. Why? Generally because there's a din of Shalem, but the din of Shalem is only a Hiddur, whereas the din of Lechem Mishnah is Medina de Gemara. And therefore, that's more important. So cut it in half. Want to finish with a question that I haven't got an answer to. So we say that saying Ritzay, if you forget Ritzay at Sudash Lishit, if you get Ritzay in benching at the first two Sudos of Shabbat, then you have to repeat Birkat HaMazon, because there's a chiyuv of the suda, and that includes reciting the correct Birkat HaMazon. If you forget Ritzay at Suda Shlishit, then you don't need to repeat Ritzay. Why not? Because of those shitot that we saw, that in actual fact, there's some shitot that you don't actually need to have pat at Suda Shlishit. So therefore, there's no chiyuv to have washed and to eaten bread and to say Birkat HaMazon in Ritzay. So my question is, what if you had at lunch, you forgot to say Ritzay, but you're going to have Sudash Lishit later? So why can't you just say, okay, I'll say Sudash Lishit, I'll say Ritzay at Sudash Lishit. So long as I've said Ritzay properly at two meals, that it's not clear to me why the meal that we're makel with on Minei Targima has to be Davka the second one rather than the third one. And so the Rishonim say that Sudash Lishit, there are some that say you can be Yotzeh with Minei Targima. They don't make it clear why you couldn't be Yotzeh the second one with Minei Targima and the third one washer. And, you know, I'm eating two meals and saying Ritzay and benching on two meals. So that's my question. People might have some answers.
But the benching that you said on that, there wasn't the right benching for that meal.
Who said it wasn't the right benching? It was the right benching for one of the meals of Shabbat.
I had the exact question a couple of years ago. I asked somebody, I don't remember the answer, I remember they told me it was ridiculous. It definitely doesn't work.
Okay, so glad to finish this on hearing that it's ridiculous and that we've got no answer for that.